7654321.
It's now time for the Pony Cake Sports Podcast with your hosts, Josh Stevens, Tim Thompson, and Tom Schultz.
Woo!
Hey there, everybody. We are back with another episode, and we are getting ready to break down some of our fantasy forecast for the positions in week number 8. We are starting off with none other than quarterbacks, and then going to running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, and we're going to be hitting on defenses as well. But before that, please do yourselves a favor. Check out our buddies at CleatGeeks.com. CleatGeeks.com, please hit them up on Twitter, at CleatGeeks on Twitter, and let them know we are the ones that sent you. So also do yourselves a favor. We have the jersey giveaway still going on, autographed jersey for Le'Veon Bell, and we will be giving that away shortly. And, you know, you can't really hate on a free jersey. So let's go ahead. Let's get on with this show. We are going to start off with quarterbacks, fantasy forecast, week number 8. On the list here from fantasypros.com, we have number 1, Tom Brady, number 2, Carson Wentz, number 3, Drew Brees, number 4, Dak Prescott, and number 5, Kirk Cousins. What are your guys' thoughts on the top 5 right there?
This team's going to have to travel across country. Wentz is going to have his way with them. And with Tom Brady, look, they're facing a very good pass rushing team in the LA Chargers. They're going to have to run the football kind of like they did last week. I don't think he's a top 5 play.
I like Carson Wentz, but I like Drew Brees that much more, in all honesty. Against the Bears at home specifically, they have a balance now on the offensive side of the ball. It's not just all Drew Brees. Mark Ingram being a part of it is going to open up and expose that Chicago Bears secondary that is not as good as they may have been over the last couple of weeks here against inferior teams. So give me Drew Brees having a big game against the Chicago Bears at home.
Why do you hate your team so much? Your own team.
They're not good.
Why do you hate them?
Because
their
not...
defense is playing lights out, right? They're playing phenomenal.
They are.
Their secondary is picking balls off. Their team is... They're causing turnovers,
so,
returning it for touchdowns. So, and you're the asshole that hates your team because they're doing so well.
No, that's not why. I will break down the Chicago Bears for you. The Chicago Bears are... They've had an attitude change since Mitchell Trubisky's been brought on. Let's call a spade here. I am not happy that Mitchell Trubisky came on as early as he did, but prime example, Kyle Fuller. Been a total piece of shit since he joined the Chicago Bears. Mitchell Trubisky comes back, or comes into the season for them, and it's an attitude change. You see the way third and short stuck Cam Newton and then got right in his face? Who the hell is Kyle Fuller? Cam didn't even know who he was. He honestly thought it was a fan, ran down on the field and tackled him and then started yelling at him. That's why he got back in his face. It's not a real thing. The Bears have an attitude change. It's more of defensive end and defensive line pressure, a decent running back stopping ability, and the secondary is just benefiting from that at this time. Unfortunately for them, when they face top quarterbacks like the Packers, they struggle. And that's exactly what's going to happen here.
I don't think that's a reason to hate on the Chicago Bears. I think it's...
I'm not hating on them. I'm being realistic about my own team. They are not good. They're not a good football team. They are a good defense, but they're not great.
Yeah.
Their secondary is still bad. Everyone else should realize that. Prince Amukamara, Kyle Fuller, all those guys. Eddie Jackson has been a fantastic find. Potentially the steal of the draft in 2017. But they are still extremely weak at cornerback. Extremely weak.
Next up on the list for quarterback, 6, Russell Wilson, 7, Cam Newton, 8, Phillip Rivers, 9, Matt Ryan, and 10 on this list, Andy Dalton facing the Colts.
You have to love the red rifle in this matchup. We saw Blake Bortles, who's kind of been in that Mitchell Trubisky mode where he's trying to, or the Jags are trying to limit him to under 20 attempts a game because he's not a very good quarterback. Andy Dalton canceling the rock. He's got very good weapons for the Bengals. I think they're going to be able to get up early on the Colts. I think there's going to be big plays to be had. Malik Hooker, the best center fielder that the Colts have out there at the safety spot, is gone. There's going to be A.J. Green's going to have a monster game. Andy Dalton's going to follow. He'll have close to 300 yards by halftime.
Philip Pip Rivers is going to take it to the New England Patriots. Chargers have a chip on their shoulder at this point in the season, trying to rebound, trying to show. This is a statement game for them. Give me Philip Rivers.
Next up on the list, number 11, Tyrod Taylor. Number 12, Jameis Winston. Number 13, Deshaun Watson. 14, Alex Smith. 15, Derek Carr.
I like how the Buffalo Bills have been using Tyrod Taylor. I like how he has been playing. He's been adding in a good amount of rushing yards and attempts. That's going to keep his floor extremely high, and I like him at number 11 in this list.
People message me daily, Tim, Tyrod Taylor, he's much better than you think. Why are you going to have respect for him? Why are you going to show the Bills some love? Man. Never. I don't like the Bills, and I don't like Tyrod Taylor. He's not that good of a quarterback, and he probably won't even be in the NFL in 2 years. Jameis Winston against the Carolina Panthers at home. Big division game. Tried to step up and put his team on his back last week. Not quite enough. This week, he gets to make that statement. Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Jameis Winston.
If Colin Kaepernick was on the Bills, Tim would have him ranked number one and say that they would be a 14-win football team.
And going on their way to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So,
you guys are dumb.
That's pretty much what you said about the Packers, so. The Bills have a better defense, so that means...
And a much worse offense. Like, an atrociously worse offense.
Zay Jones?
Number 16 on this list, Ben Roethlisberger. Number 17, Matthew Stafford. Number 18, Josh McCown. Number 19, the great Case Keenum. Number 20, Matt Moore.
This is sad, but I would... Josh McCown,
yep.
I think he's the best start out of that group. We've seen the Falcons' defense not look that great. I think the Jets will be able to move the football against them. If you're super desperate, you could be looking at Case Keenum against the Browns as well.
I probably would pick Josh McCown as well, but just to be different from you, Matthew Stafford at home against Pittsburgh, I like that.
Just tough with no Golden Tate.
I agree completely, but at the end of the day, it's still Matthew Stafford. One of two things is going to happen, right, with the Detroit Lions. They're going to either get out big early, or they're going to be down by 28 points going into the third quarter, and he's just going to whip the ball around. So
let me ask you guys that. With no Golden Tate, who is the main benefactor? Is it going to be Galladay? Is it going to be Ebron? Is it going to be Daniel Fells? Is it going to be Theo Riddick?
Probably Galladay. I think Marvin Jones will still get his. Saw at the end of the week last week, he had a very similar game to Golden Tate. It was close to 90 yards and a touchdown. So I think he would be the number one there. But I think Galladay has a good chance to get the end zone, find the end zone as well.
I'll go Marvin Jones Jr.
I'm going to just finish out this rest of the list. Number 21, Trevor Siemian. 22, C.J. Beathard. 23, yeah. Jacoby Brissett. 24, Joe Flacco. Mitch Trubisky, Cody Kessler, DeShone Kizer.
None. Want nothing to do with any of them.
I would have to take Joe Flacco. The best of the misfit toys.
Ben Roethlisberger or Matthew Stafford?
I would take Stafford.
Okay. For
sure. I think they're going to be down in the game. And he'll be passing more than Big Ben at the end of the game. Get some garbage time. Love that he always does.
Matt Moore or Joe Flacco?
Matt Moore.
They're playing each other.
Both Thursday night. Joe Flacco.
Let's go Andy Dalton or Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett.
What?
I just hate Andy Dalton.
Andy Dalton.
DeShaun Watson, Russell Wilson.
DeShaun Watson.
Give me Russell.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Against, get the fuck out of here.
They play each other as well, so every one of these quarterbacks, they're going to be playing each other. So,
Mitchell Trubisky or Drew Brees?
Jameis Winston or Cam Newton?
Jameis.
Give me Jameis.
For sure.
I would say that as well. So, let's do Kirk Cousins or Dak Prescott.
Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
Tom Brady or Phillip Rivers?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough
Phillip one. Rivers.
I'd take Pip. Kind of crazy as well.
Wow.
Give me Pip Rivers there, buddy.
Phillip Rivers on this list is ranked number 8, and Tom Brady's ranked number 1. So kind of crazy to think of that. That's all I really have. I have nobody else. C.J. Beathard or let's do one of the let's do Jacoby Brissett. I know they don't play each other.
Jacoby Brissett.
I'd take Jacoby.
Yeah.
Better chance of getting a rushing touchdown. That'd probably be the difference in that matchup.
Yeah, that might be too. Yeah, you're very true on that. Let's move to running backs. Number 1 on the list.
Josh, just so you know, this is PPR scoring.
Yeah, I say it every week.
I know, it's the first week you get in, so I was just jumping.
Number 1 on the list, PPR, Le'Veon Bell. Number 2, Zeke Elliott. Number 3, LeSean McCoy. Number 4, Kareem Hunt. Number 5, Melvin Gordon.
It's the first week I have seen that it's a unanimous Le'Veon Bell number 1. Best and worst ranking 1, so... I love it, in all honesty. About time. Getting the recognition he deserves.
When they're running the ball 35 times a game, I think it deserves to be number 1.
I concur. I don't argue any... I guess I would probably move Melvin Gordon and Kareem Hunt in front of Shady McCoy, in all honesty. But other than that, I'm okay with all the rankings.
I think Le'Veon Bell deserves to be number 1. My number 2 guy for the week is LeSean McCoy. Like what I saw last week, looked fresh, facing an average Oakland Raiders run defense. Tim, you want to move Kareem Hunt up? It'll be interesting to see what he does against Denver. They've been pretty good at stopping the run. Struggled a little bit last week, but I could see a bounce back for him this week for that defense.
I personally like Melvin Gordon. I just think that they need to get Melvin Gordon involved in this game against the New England Patriots, and I think it's a must. So I think he needs to be a little bit higher on that list. I wouldn't put him above LeSean McCoy, but I do like it going Le'Veon Bell, LeSean McCoy, Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, then Kareem Hunt in my personal ranking.
That is mine as well.
Number 6, Devonta Freeman. Number 7, Mark Ingram. Number 8, Alvin Kamara. Number 9, Jordan Howard. Number 10, Christian McCaffrey.
I think Freeman's going to be a focal point for the Atlanta Falcons this week. Saw last week that they went away from him when they shouldn't have against the New England Patriots. I like him where he's at number 6. Also, I like the two Saints running backs where they're at. Kamara, probably close 7 to 8 receptions. Ingram is getting fed the football right now like he hasn't before with the Saints, and he's a legit number 1 running back when they do that for him.
Ingram is going to be put in his place a little bit here. Alvin Kamara is going to have a lot of success, in my opinion. Force-fed the ball through the air, and he's going to have his opportunities being handed the ball as well. So I like Alvin Kamara out of those guys.
Next up, number 11, Carlos Hyde. Number 12, Chris Thompson. Number 13, Jerick McKinnon. Number 14, Jay Ajayi. Number 15, Joe Mixon.
I hope this doesn't continue forever, mostly because I own Jay Ajayi in numerous leagues. But right now, the feeling that I get with Jay Ajayi is the same that I get for Joe Mixon. It's understandable with Mixon, not so much with Ajayi. It's just like, why can't you do what everyone knows you can do? Like, why aren't you just succeeding with the opportunities had? You know, they're using you more as a decoy. The Dolphins last week had it on the 4-yard line. Fake draw to freaking Ajayi and pass to freaking, who's their tight end?
Anthony Fasano.
Thank you. Anthony Fasano in the end zone. Frustrating. Extremely frustrating. The highlight of one Jay Ajayi's fantasy season right now is one 130-yard game. Not even a touchdown. Just frustrating. So, hope both guys can step up their game.
If Mixon doesn't have a big week in this game, I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but I'm expecting good things from him this week. Carlos Hyde, I think that's going to be a rough matchup. I think 49ers, there's a good chance they're down early and that the game flow is negatively affecting him once again with this 49ers team.
Next up, we have number 16, Doug Martin. Number 17, Duke Johnson. Number 18, Lamar Miller. Number 19, C.J. Anderson. And number 20, James White.
Not a whole lot to like in this. Out of that group, I would probably take Duke Johnson. I'm expecting them to be down against Minnesota. And that check down pass has done wonders for him this whole season. And I could see him being the leading receiver, getting the most targets for this Cleveland Browns team.
Give me one Doug Martin. I like the division rival matchup. I feel like it'll be up early. Martin will be leaned on heavily to run out the clock. Johnson does have some value there because they're going to be down against Minnesota. But I like Doug Martin.
Doug Martin as well, because I think they're going to want to try to limit the amount of passes that Jameis Winston does do this game against Carolina. Plus, if Luke Kuechly is out, then it just boosts up Doug Martin's numbers, in my opinion, just a little bit higher. Number 21, Buck Allen. Number 22, do we even know why they call him Buck Allen? Is that just...
I'm not sure.
I think something about his dead grandfather called him that.
Gotcha. So, Buck Allen, 21. 22, Tevin Coleman. 23, Amir Abdullah. 24, Jalen Richard. And 25, Bilal Powell.
Give me Buck Allen.
Give me Tevin Coleman.
It's your boy.
Yeah, it's tough to pick one of these guys here. I kind of want to just go on a limb and say Amir Abdullah, just because I think that they're going to have to try to run the ball to begin the game with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the game is going to be a little bit closer than a lot of people think. And being without Golden Tate, they got to try to keep the control of the clock, right? So that's going to be the main focus, I think. So I would tend to lean just a little bit towards Amir Abdullah. I think he's going to get a little bit bigger of a workload than a lot of people think. 26, Theo Riddick. 27, LeGarrette Blount. 28, Matt Moore. 29, Deion Lewis. 30, DeAndre Washington.
28 was Matt Forte, not Matt Moore.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm helping you out, brother.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. I like Bilal Powell against the Falcons, in all honesty. Just makes way too much sense.
I really like LeGarrette Blount in this matchup. I think the game flow, they're going to be up big. He's going to have a chance in the fourth quarter to run the hell out of the football, possibly get over 10 touches, 10 to 15 touches in the fourth quarter alone. And if he could just find the end zone, it'll be worth starting in fantasy. I think he's got a good chance.
Tom, I do agree with you, because we saw at the end of the last game against the Washington Redskins that who was running the ball out at the end of the game? It wasn't at first LeGarrette Blount. Who was it? Corey Clement. And he fumbled the ball. He got the ball back. But at the same time, they took him out right away and put LeGarrette Blount in, and you know what he had? A 21-yard rush right away. So I think you may be correct, and you may be onto something there. So I think at the end of the game, if they are up quite a bit, you will see LeGarrette Blount running the ball to close the game out. Does make sense. 31, Tariq Cohen. 32, Marlon Mack. 33, Latavius Murray. 34, Wendell Smallwood. 35, Frank Old Man Gore.
Last week was a blowout loss for the Indianapolis Colts, and for the first time of the year, we saw Marlon Mack out-snap Frank Gore. It's going to be another blowout loss for the Indianapolis Colts, and Marlon Mack will once again score 10-plus fantasy points in PPR scoring. I like him.
Layabout Murray against Cleveland Browns. Going to have his opportunities. Give me layabouts.
All right. Anybody outside of the top 35 that I read off, anybody that you would sneak into that top 35 if you were looking for a running back this week, if you were hurting for somebody?
I'm going to go with one Matt Breida. I'm going to say Matt Breida gets an opportunity with San Francisco. You know, they've said in the past that they're just going to play the hot hand. Listen, a lot of people have fallen in love with Carlos Hyde and are playing him as their running back one. Matt Breida is worth the risk, in my opinion, if you have no one else against the Philadelphia when you know that they're going to be down.
Mike Gillisley, it's been extremely ugly for him, but he hasn't had a good week in a long time. It's bound to happen. I think if you're hurting, he's worth a stab putting in your lineup as a running back two or a flex. He's got a chance to find the end zone in a high-powered offense.
What do you guys think of Jimmy's Alawale on Oakland? He's a fullback. He's a slash running back. And we've seen him before where he would vulture touchdowns last year, right?
Yep.
So with that being said right there, is there any possibility that we could see him scoring the fantasy points and not Washington and not I'm sorry, who's the other running back? Jalen Richard.
There's a chance, but you would have to have...
It's like throwing a dart with your eyes closed at a board.
You need, like, watermelon-sized cojones. I don't have those.
And
if you have watermelon-sized cojones, you probably have a problem. It's actually called cancer. You have cancer.
But, I mean, if you're in a super deep league, I could see somebody doing it.
If you start them, you have cancer.
Like, in a super big tournament on any daily site, he's a guy. You could throw freaking dart at the dartboard with him, but
yeah. Tariq Cohen or Jordan Howard this week for you?
Give me Jordan Howard. If they're even remotely close in this game, they're gonna run him close to 40 times. It's like they have been.
I agree. Howard.
Jay Ajayi or Buck Allen?
Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, I'll have to agree with him.
I hate him, but I have to.
Let's do Chris Thompson or Zeke Elliott this week.
Yeah, go Zeke. I like Chris Thompson. He continues to get tons of looks, tons of targets, just tons of overall touches. He's the best running back on the Skins, but you can't take him over Zeke right now.
Two guys that are ranked pretty close, Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara.
Mark Ingram.
I'd take Ingram. Better chance to find the end zone. Hopefully, if they can get up, he will be the battering ram in the fourth quarter and get close to 25 touches again.
Christian McCaffrey or let's go with Doug Martin.
McCaffrey.
Give me McCaffrey.
Right. 10 receptions game almost.
Yep. That's the reason in PPR. I love Dougie Martin, but he's not the pass-catching running back that you would hope for.
I'm trying to think if there's any other guys that are close in rankings. I already asked you guys about that. Matt Forte or Bilal Powell?
Give me Powell.
Powell.
I actually like Forte a little bit more.
Well, you're dumb.
Did Forte outscore him last week?
No.
No?
Not last week. The week before he did.
You sure it wasn't last week?
Like,
no. I can be wrong.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I'll look it up when I ask wide receivers. I'm not 100% sure. I could definitely be wrong. So, moving on to wide receivers. PPR, of course, Tim. And number one on the board, Antonio Brown. Number two, A.J. Green. Number three, Julio Jones. Number four, Mike Evans. And number five, Dez Bryant.
Dez Bryant's ranking is based on if Josh Norman plays or not. When he has played against Dez, he has held Dez in check. If Norman is playing, Dez is outside the top 20 for me. But I think this is easy, A.J. Green against that Indianapolis Colts secondary. Marquise Lee looked like freaking Jerry Rice out there against that unit. He'll be able to beat them deep, intermediate. He'll be able to do whatever he wants against the Colts. He deserves to be number one.
Colts and an injury in their secondary. So 100% A.J. Green, exactly what Tom said.
All right. Next up, we have number six, Michael Thomas. Number seven, Doug Baldwin. Number eight, Keenan Allen. Number nine, DeAndre Hopkins. And number 10, Brandon Cooks.
Michael Thomas is going to find the end zone one of these weeks. It seems he's been getting a good amount of looks, good amount of targets, and last week we saw him, I think he was 7 or 8 receptions, which is what you want to see. He'll find the end zone this week. I like him against the Bears. He's far superior to any of their DBs.
Go ahead and give me Brandon Cooks. I like Brandon Cooks this week to come out and keep the Patriots in it, in my personal opinion.
I like Cooks, too, just for the fact that he's been used like on more or less crossing routes that I've actually watched on some of the games. And prove me wrong, Tim, Forte did outscore Bilal Powell 13.2 to 10.3. Thank you very much. And to continue on from that, I do like Brandon Cooks this week. And I think he's going to score a long touchdown. He's got to. That's what he's used for, so we'll see him score a long touchdown there. Next up, number 11, Jarvis Landry. Number 12, Amari Cooper. Number 13, Michael Crabtree. Number 14, Adam Thielen. Number 15, Demaryius Thomas.
You didn't even call him Mike Iron Vikings. You're just losing your step so much. Bro. You're getting old. No one even likes you anymore.
Give me Cooper. believer in what they did last week, and they're going to continue to make him a focal point against the Bills, and he'll find some holes in that vaunted Buffalo Bills zone defense that's been pretty good at shutting opponents down. He'll find the end zone this week again.
Demaryius Thomas realizes that he can play football still. A reintroduction to the fantasy football world.
I kind of like Jarvis Landry this week, just for the fact that you're going to have Matt Moore. He's got to have a wide receiver that he's going to rely on across the middle. We know Kenny Stills can score touchdowns, but there's got to be a guy that is going to be his go-to guy. It sounds like Devontae Parker may or may not play this week, probably leaning towards the not playing this week. So if that's the case, I think Jarvis Landry is going to have to be that guy. So I really think Jarvis Landry should be a little bit higher up on these rankings. Number 16, Chris Hogan. Number 17, Alshon Jeffrey. Number 18, Pierre Garçon. Number 19, Kelvin Benjamin. Number 20, Tyreek Hill.
A lot of good matchups in that group right there. Like Chris Hogan a lot. Like Garçon, Benjamin, Hill, even with Hill facing Denver. But my number one out of that group would be Alshon Jeffrey against the Niners. I think he's going to feast this week. They paid him big bucks to come to Philly. And they're finally going to use him like that. Niners have nothing for him this week.
Tom, I hate doing this for numerous reasons. One, I don't like agreeing with you. Two, I'm actually playing him in our Keepers League this week. But that's exactly where I was going. Alshon Jeffrey, he has done a ton for that wide receiving core that goes unnoticed between blocking, between teaching, between taking all the pressure off of lesser-known guys. Nelson Aguilar looks like a fucking world beater because of Alshon Jeffrey. This is his week, like you said. He will feast on the San Francisco 49ers.
Alshon Jeffrey, under 50 yards receiving, no touchdown. That's what I have for him.
Hashtag what are turds for 1,000 plays, Alex.
Next up, number 21, T.Y. Hilton. 22, Devin Funchess. 23, Marvin Jones. 24, Nelson Aguilar, number 25, DeSean Jackson.
T.Y. Hilton has been the definition of boomer bust this year. He's had two straight down games. I don't think it's going to be three. I think he's going to have a big week this week. They're going to be down early often. They're going to be airing the football out. And Pac-Man Jones will not be able to shut down T.Y. He'll get in the end zone with a long touchdown pass.
While Eugene is fantastic, give me one DeSean Jackson. Making an appearance really for the first time this season. May not see him ever again, but this is the week DeSean Jackson going to make himself known and make himself a distraction on the offensive side of the ball. God bless you.
DeSean Jackson has had a game over 100 yards receiving already this year, and a game that's 84 and another game that's 73.
Yeah, but you haven't had that vintage DeSean Jackson takeover.
No.
Yeah. And I mean, he always has, he's always. What I'm looking for here. He's always, obviously, the attention's there, but he normally has that game where he's like 200 yards in a touchdown.
I personally like Nelson Aguilar this week. I know he had a decent game last week, touchdown, and I like to see him get another touchdown this week as well. So, next up, we have number 26, Jermaine Kearse, 27, Ted Ginn, 28, Kenny Stills, 29, Danny Amendola, and number 30, Will Fuller.
I like Jermaine Kearse. He's the number one wide receiver, but he's been really, really boomer bust. Seems like he's only getting a target here or there. The guy I like big time, and it's not to beat a dead horse here, but I really like Ted Ginn Jr. I really like what he brings to that offense. Guys, I hate to say I told you so, but he seems to be the balance to that offense right now. He really does, for whatever reason. He brings it the best out of that offense, and I really think that he's going to continue to do that, especially this week at home against a terrible Bears team.
I would have to agree with Tim there. Ted Ginn, great matchup against the Bears. There's a very good chance he could beat them deep.
Yeah, well, it's funny with the whole Ted Ginn thing is I was watching the Saints game, and even still watching the game, they said wide receiver wants to go catch the ball. And they were like, oh, that's Michael Thomas. Oh, wait, that's Brandon Coleman. Oh, wait, that's Ted Ginn Jr. that caught the ball? No, it's not. they didn't even believe it was Ten Gid Jr. catching the ball out there. So when the announcers can't even believe it's you, I don't know. But I'll give him credit where credit is due. He's been having some pretty decent weeks as of late, so I'll give him credit there. So it is what it is. Next up, number 31, Stephon Diggs. Number 32, Mohamed Sanu. 33, Robbie Anderson. 34, Josh Doctson. And number 35, Terrell Williams.
If Stephon Diggs was healthy, this would be a matchup where he would just feast, where he would, I think, be a top five play. I just don't know if he's going to be healthy enough to play. It's in London, so we should see if he travels with the team. But besides Diggs, I like Doctson. Look, Redskins came out and said they drafted him to be their number one. They're going to see what he has. So hopefully he can get the snaps, get the targets, and get the receptions to be a true number one for the Washington Redskins.
Kind of everything Tom just said. I mean, I don't want to reiterate it too much, but I guess if I wanted to add something new, Robbie Anderson against the Falcons could definitely have a big matchup there as well.
Jamison Crowder, 36. Number 37, Juju Smith-Schuster. Number 38, Tyler Lockett, 39. Jordan Matthews, 40. Paul Richardson, I think it's kind of crazy. We did not even mention Martavis Bryant yet.
He shouldn't be mentioned. Him and Terrell Pryor, neither of those guys right now have really done anything. They're right next to each other in the rankings. Neither of them have done anything to be fantasy relevant right now. Both have completely disappointed. Both of them were being drafted in the fifth or sixth round, and both have let down their fantasy owners. If you're throwing them out there, you're completely rolling the dice, complete boomer bust pick. Most likely it'd be a bust.
I agree completely. The guys you mentioned, though, Josh, I mean, another guy that's been kind of a bust, I mean, Jameson Crowder has been pretty much non-existent.
Yeah. Kind of crazy because we had him as one of the bigger upside plays, upside draft picks.
We did, and he's been nothing. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, Juju Smith-Schuster is the hot name right now, right? But you look at a guy like Paul Richardson, kind of, you know, producing good numbers there. And, you know, maybe a good pickup.
I want to ask you guys a couple questions here. So we kind of talked about some of these other guys. Marquise Goodwin for the San Francisco 49ers at the Philadelphia Eagles here. And then you have another guy such as, Tom, you just mentioned him, Terrell Pryor, Martavis Bryant. And then you have somebody that's like Dante Moncrief and then Kendall Wright. Any of those guys that you would consider at all starting this week?
In all honesty, no. I mean, having someone like Martavis Bryant, I almost have to start him just because his name and with his talent, I kind of have to, right? I mean, I know that he's having all the issues that he is, but I guess maybe start Martavis Bryant, maybe.
Yeah, I'm really not feeling comfortable with any of those guys, but it's a bad week for bye weeks. We've got six teams on bye. So, most likely, if you have Bryant, you're probably going to have to start him.
I agree with that. That's kind of a tough spot to be put in right there.
It sucks, but it's fantasy football.
Marquise Goodwin or Nelson Aguilar?
Hoo-hoo-hoo-wee!
Give me Aguilar.
I almost feel like I'd go with Marquise Goodwin. They're going to be down way more. He's going to get way. It's not a terrible argument, in all honesty.
Yeah, you could go with either one theoretically. However, you're feeling more comfortable.
Goodwin, to me, it's almost like Goodwin's definitely going to get his looks, where Aguilar is a big time boomer bust.
I do agree with that. Yes, Juju Smith-Schuster or Kenny Galladay.
Kenny Galladay.
I'd take Galladay as well.
For sure.
I like the upside with no Golden Tate this week. And the way that we've seen tight end. I'm sorry. I said his name earlier for the Lions.
Not Ingram?
Yeah.
No.
For the Lions. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Why are we all...
Eric Ebron, sorry.
Thank you, Ebron.
So Eric Ebron struggling at the way that he has been doing. I just feel like that would just make a little bit more sense. Let's go with Robbie Anderson or Josh Doctson. Pretty close in rankings.
This week, Josh Doctson.
Doctson 100%.
How about Will Fuller or Kenny Stills? two guys that seem to catch the ball for touchdowns.
Kenny Stills.
I would take Stills as well.
With Matt Moore.
I do as well. Marvin Jones or Devin Funchess?
I'll take Funchess.
Funchess against Tampa Bay for sure.
Devin Funchess or Kelvin Benjamin?
Kelvin Benjamin.
Give me Funchess.
Ooh, interesting. Pierre Garçon against the Eagles or Tyreek Hill against the Denver Broncos?
Give me Garçon.
Really?
Yep.
I'll take Garçon.
Alshon Jeffrey or Devin Funchess?
Alshon.
I thought I was going to get you on that one.
Alshon.
Alshon Jeffrey or Amari Cooper?
Give me Amari.
All right. I'm going to go with one last one. Michael Thomas or Michael Thomas is playing the Bears or let's go with Doug Baldwin against the Houston Michael Texans. Thomas.
Give me Mike.
All day. Right.
Any other good ones you guys can think of?
Nope.
Cooks or he's already off my team. Okay, Keenan Allen.
Give me Cooks.
Cooks. Adam Thielen or Chris Hogan?
Ooh.
I like Thielen.
I'd probably rather start Thielen this week.
Keenan Allen or Doug Baldwin?
Ooh. Give me Doug.
Yeah, I would go with...
He's been doing a lot of damage in the slot, and Texans are going to struggle covering him this week.
Let's do... Dez or Michael Thomas?
Mike Thomas.
Crabtree or Jarvis Landry?
Jarvis.
Jarvis Landry. Tight ends?
Let's do them.
All right, moving on to tight ends. We have number one on the board here, Rob Gronkowski. Number two, Travis Kelce. Number three, Zach Ertz. Number four, Kyle Rudolph. Number five, Hunter Henry.
How mad are you? Zach Ertz is all the way down at number three. Don't play it off like you don't care. We know you.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I understand their rankings, but at the same time, I think Zach Ertz has proven to be a number one worthy fantasy tight end. And he's proven week in, week out. He doesn't need to have a 30-plus game. He doesn't need to have a 25-plus game. He's Mr. Consistent. He's had 9, 10, 20, you know, whatever points. But PPR-wise, he's been consistently up there. So it's kind of shocking to see him at three. I think I could see him maybe going Travis Kelce, then Ertz, then Gronk. But I think Zach Ertz, the way that he's been catching the ball and how many balls that he has caught over the last couple weeks, I think he deserves to be the number one tight end on the rankings.
For me, Kelce is my number one guy, and then Ertz, then Gronk. Kelce, look, he's got a good matchup. Denver's not been good at stopping tight ends. They've done a good job stopping receivers, but tight ends have shown the Denver Broncos defense that they're pretty vulnerable at that spot. I think Kelce's going to be the focal point of that offense this week and be force-fed the football. I could see double-digit targets and 8 to 9 receptions in this game for him. I think he's a PPR stud.
I like the way it's set up. Gronk, Kelce, Ertz, the way it should be. That's the way it's going to end the season, in my personal opinion. I'm perfectly okay with the way all that played out.
Like Hunter Henry a lot this week. He was the fifth guy. It's a good matchup against New England. There's a good chance he'll be down in that matchup. And he's had three or four very good games in a row. He's taking over that tight end position for the Chargers.
Zach Ertz should be number one, but I digress. Number six on the list, Jimmy Graham. Number seven, Jordan Reed. Number eight, ASJ, Austin Severin Jenkins. Number nine, Cameron Brate. And number 10, Jason Witten.
I think the addition of Jordan Reed is a joke, in all honesty. I get
that. Someone's got him as high as two.
It's stupid. We have... It's against a bad Dallas secondary. I get it. But at the same point... People have been saying Jordan Reed, Jordan Reed, Jordan Reed, Jordan Reed all year long. Last week is the first week. Finally, he does something. And now people are just all on that bandwagon. This could be a big letdown week, in my opinion, for one Jordan Reed.
Yeah, if you're a Jordan Reed owner, I'd temper my expectations.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, it's a tough matchup. Dallas has been good at shutting down the tight end. ASJ, he's been one of the most consistent guys. Seeing him at 8's a little crazy, but like you brought up with the read being kind of, he was fantasy valuable last week, so of course he's going to pop him, but I'd feel safer starting an ASJ over Jordan Reed this week.
Number 11, Jack Doyle. Number 12, Jared Cook. Number 13, Tyler Kroft. 14, Benjamin Watson. Number 15, George Kittle.
Watch for one Tyler Kroft this week. Playing Indy, sneaky. He's been good since he's come in. I like him.
Yeah, it should be a bunch of points scored for the Bengals in that one. Also see, I don't hate the Jack Doyle. Expecting them to be down, and when they're down, they'll throw in a bunch of check-down passes. Jacoby Brissett can't be protected, so it'll be short little dump-offs to Jack Doyle all day probably.
Getting pretty deep here in tight ends. We have number 16, Zach Miller, 17, Nick O'Leary, 18, Austin Cooper, 19, Ed Dixon, and 20, Julius Thomas.
Give me Zach Miller out of that group.
Give me Austin Hooper.
Why?
I Austin Hooper against the Jets, they're going to have some opportunity. Sanu and Gabriel have not been the, what's the word I'm looking for? The foils to Julio Jones that the Falcons are looking for. So give me Austin Hooper to play that role this week against the Jets.
Outside of that top 20, we have players such as A.J. Derby from the Denver Broncos. His last game, I believe he had 66 yards. He did lose a fumble, though. He had 6 receptions. Would that be a possible bye week filler if you needed one?
If Emmanuel Sanders is out, I like the call. But if Sanders is in, I really wouldn't think he'd be too fantasy viable.
I think the obvious player to pick up here outside of the top 20 is Vernon Davis. He's done fantastic for the Washington Redskins thus far. Almost a more, a much lower ceiling, but a much higher floor, in my opinion, than one Jordan Reed. So I like Vernon Davis.
Yeah, I like Vernon Davis this week, too. I said earlier that I really like Vernon Davis. I think we'll see him get a touchdown this game. O.J. Howard is on the board here at 24. Thoughts on him against Carolina?
People are going to be running to go pick him up off the waivers because he had a big week. Right now he's tight end number 8, I believe. But I still wouldn't feel too comfortable starting him. I think Cameron Brate's still the better option right now in Tampa Bay at the tight end position.
Cameron Brate is for sure the better option.
We mentioned Eric Ebron when we were talking wide receivers. Eric Ebron's on the list at 23. Thoughts?
You can't trust him right now. He's got talent. Great situation for him. He should have taken over that Anquan Boldin role. That's what I was expecting him to do, and he's just not doing it. He's not getting the looks, and it just doesn't look like he's going to be used there the proper way.
When you are being pushed by Darren Fells, you know that you got some big-time issues.
Let's move on to defense and special teams. Normally, we don't have enough time to talk about them, but you know what? We're going to. Number 1 on the list, Philadelphia Eagles. Number 2, Minnesota Vikings. 3, Cincinnati Bengals. 4, Kansas City Chiefs. 5, Seattle Seahawks.
For me, my number 1 is the Vikings against Cleveland. Cleveland, it's been a dumpster fire. And they've been turning the football at an alarming high pace. And I think the Vikings are going to eat them alive in London. And I can't wait to watch them at 9:30 in the morning.
I agree with Tom. So instead of saying who I think is best, I'm going to tell you who to stay away from out of that top 5. And that would be the Kansas City Chiefs. Defense that has struggled mightily and facing a Denver team that at times can show a lot of talent. So if I'm you, stay away from Kansas City.
Next up on the list, we have Baltimore Ravens at 6. Number 7, the Saints. 8, the Steelers. 9, the Dolphins. 10, the Panthers. Tom, I think we talked about earlier last week, the Saints are a nice streaming defense from here on out, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty much every other week they have a solid matchup. So if you have them and have a roster spot, get them and pair them up with the Detroit Lions or Buffalo Bills, someone lower like that. Their matchups line up pretty well together. But Saints, they're worth starting this week. It's kind of crazy that the New Orleans Saints are a fantasy-relevant defense. We haven't seen that too much.
Yeah, right now the Saints are ranked number 8 overall. The total points the first 2 weeks, -5, -8. That's an ugly start to the season. But then they bounce back with 15 points, 14 points. They go on their bye week. They come back with 32. They score 6. Now they play Chicago. They play Tampa Bay. They play Buffalo, Washington, the Rams. They got some pretty good streaming options. Yep. So if you're going to be looking for a defense, if they're available on the waivers, you might reach out and try to pick them up because it would make a lot of sense. Tim, thoughts?
I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. I mean, I don't know. I'll leave it at that. I agree with what you said.
All right. Moving on, we have number 11, the Denver Broncos, 12, Houston Texans, 13, Buffalo Bills, 14, Atlanta Falcons, and 15, the Detroit Lions.
If I had to pick one team out of there, it would probably be the Falcons against the Jets. We've seen the Chiefs' offense been explosive. No team's been able to limit them. Houston at Seattle, just not a big fan of that matchup either. And same with the Bills against Oakland and Detroit Pitt, not a big fan of any of those matchups.
Honestly, I'm surprised the Bills are this low. I think they're better than that. I feel like the Raiders are, even with all their talent, are extremely unproven. Take away the Marshawn Lynch running game, and you're going to give the Bills a chance to go out there and put on an impressive defensive performance. Give me the Buffalo Bills.
As much as I do kind of agree with you, Tim, I can't, just for the fact that they are playing Oakland this week. I just feel like they're going to air the ball out, and I think we're going to see some touchdowns. I think we're going to see some high points. Me personally, guys, as much as they are ranked as low as they are and they're playing a Pittsburgh team, I'm going to go with the Lions. I'm going to roll with them. I rolled with them against the New Orleans Saints, and I'm going to roll with them with Pittsburgh as well. So last couple weeks with the Lions, 16, 18, 10, 13. They scored 2 against Carolina, but then 16 against the Saints. They have their bye week this past week. They have a week to regroup and kind of get healthy. So I kind of like the Lions here against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then also after, if you're talking about streaming-wise, there might be some players that are not, or there might be some fantasy owners that are not going to be playing the Lions this week. They may be on, they may be left on the waivers. And if that's the case, they play Green Bay, they play Cleveland, they play Chicago, they play Minnesota, they play Baltimore, they play Tampa Bay, they play Chicago again, and then they play Cincinnati if you're in your championship game. It's looking good for the Lions defense. Pick them up. They're ranked number 3 already. It just makes sense. One bad week, it is what it is, and if you have another roster spot, pick somebody else up and play them that week. Going on my rant with that. Tampa Bay at 16, the Patriots at 17, Jets at 18, Bears at 19, and the Raiders at 20.
Stay away from Bears against New Orleans. Stay far, far, far away from it. I am going with Tampa Bay Bucks at home against Carolina.
Let me ask you guys, Chicago Bears, what are their rank fantasy-wise for special teams and defense?
9th.
Yeah, they have to be top 12 for sure.
That's a good guess.
Maybe inside top 10. I'll say 8.
They are ranked 5.
Ooh.
Wow. 5th overall. Maybe a big part of last week, but 1, 4, 12, 1, 6, 17, and 29 points. So
yeah, that 29 definitely helped a lot last week, but they're starting to look like that Lovie Smith style of team right now.
God,
forcing those turnovers.
Bite your tongue, you bitch.
That's what they're looking like.
It's
very
shocking.
Very ugly football that Tim hates. Tim doesn't even like his own team.
Nope.
But
let me ask you guys this. The Texans defense, we know how good their defense is. Where are they ranked?
6.
17th.
7th.
Ooh.
Yeah. 17th.
Way off.
That'd be a huge number. Trying to think if there's any other teams that would be shocking. Steelers.
10th.
12.
They are ranked number 4.
What?
On this list. 4. Actually tied with 3rd with the Lions. So 19, 9, 6, 15, 4, 10, and 12. Kind of shocking.
Oh, yeah.
But they do get a lot of sacks. So that's where a lot of those points pile up. So kind of shocking stats right there. Or rankings, I guess.
I'd say so.
Anything else, guys?
You know, that's that's really all I got. It's going to be a very interesting week. What are we going into week 8 here?
Yep.
I mean, halfway, that's the quote-unquote halfway through the season mark. Week 9 could also be attributed to that. But, you know, the Bears have as many wins as the Falcons. Not something I thought I would be saying.
Let me ask you guys this. Who's going to be the biggest bust of the week this week, fantasy purposes? Any position.
You are being extremely vague there, sir.
All right, let me ask wide receiver. Biggest bust of the week, wide receiver-wise.
You're still not helping us when you go last minute like this.
I'd go Antonio Brown. I don't think he'll be top 5.
You are being a huge cunt right now, Tom. Just thought I'd throw that
Josh out. Norman plays, Dez Bryant will be outside the top 20.
I'm going to go with a one. I'll go Dez Bryant.
It's going to be the biggest shocking player of the week. It's going to score the most points that you did not think of.
Any position? Any
Ted position. Ginn Jr.
I'm going to go Joe Mixon, top 5 running back this week.
Ooh, I like that. I like that play.
It's a good one. Trying to think if there's anything else. I'm going to go with Zach Ertz. He's going to be the number 1 tight end this week, above Gronk and Kelsey. It's not really going on a limb, but yeah, I think where those rankings on fantasy pros are.
Can you reach out any farther?
And Carson Wentz is going to have a good game as well, guys. Start him.
Just saying.
I'm just saying, you're an idiot.
I think the Bears' defense will have above 10 points as well.
I feel like you're a Lions sack of shit.
Just saying.
They'll have negative points.
You think negative?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to write that down. Tim, Bears, negative.
Yep. If it was at Soldier Field, I'd be on board with it.
Steak dinner bet they don't have negative points.
No, fuck you.
All right. Well, that's all we have for you guys. Hope you enjoyed. And who has the highest scoring game and who has the least scoring game?
Of the week?
Of the week.
Highest scoring game, Saints-Bears, 64-14. Lowest scoring game, Ravens-Dolphins.
Highest scoring game for
6-3.
Washington and Dallas will be the highest scoring game.
I like that.
Lowest scoring game will be Vikings-Browns. Be 15-0. 15. 5 field goals.
Ooh. And that would be the third shutout. Third shutout of London football. So making sure that the British realize that Americans are just as boring as they are.
I think Atlanta and the Jets are going to be a very high scoring game. I'm going to go with that as the highest scoring. And the lowest scoring, Houston Texans and the Seattle Seahawks. Shocking as that is.
Can I just throw out one last thing before we go?
Yeah, have a minute.
Fuck the 8-bit bros.
All right. On that note, we are out of here, guys. Hope you enjoyed this show. Again, we are Pony Cake Sports. You guys can always find us on Twitter at Pony Cake Sports, at Pony Cake Tom, at Pony Cake Tim. Email us, ponycakesports@gmail.com. And again, put in your questions for your fantasy questions to get in that raffle jersey giveaway that we are doing for the Le'Veon Bell autographed jersey. So until next time, we'll see you.